Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I finally caught the first segment of Nova's Animal Intelligence series, the one that focused primarily on avian intelligence. It was a fascinating look at what scientists now know about animal intelligence. And for anyone who spends a lot of time around animals, much of what they discovered will come as no surprise. But there was one part of the show that I found poignant as well as disquieting. They set up a test between two standard poodles and a raven. I happen to like standard poodles, and I consider them pretty intelligent dogs. The test involved two clear, I assume, plexiglass cubes and a ball with a treat, and I might add a species-appropriate treat. The two boxes nested in each other, and the ball with the treat was inside the smaller box. In order to open the boxes, the animals had to grab a ball attached to a braided cord that in turn was attached to the lid of the box. And the lids weren't lined up. The animal had to open one box and then dump out the other box and then open the lid of that box, then get the ball out. Prior to the test, the animal's owners were allowed to expose the animals to the two cubes and the ball with a treat, but they couldn't do any training. We saw the dog's owner trying to encourage his dogs to look at the cubes, but it was pretty obvious that they weren't that interested in it. Meanwhile, the owner of the raven sat in a lawn chair, put the parts of the puzzle on the ground, and let the raven do with them what he would. When the day of the test came, the results were beyond obvious. When the dog's owner led the poodles over to the box and moved away, they didn't even bother to look at it. He had to bring them back. He tried to get them interested in it, and they simply weren't interested. They look confused, like, why are you doing this? What do you want? Whereas the raven stood there and you could tell he was processing this. And then he quickly opened the nesting boxes, pulled out the ball, and ate his treat. This bothered me because, as I said, I happen to think that poodles are pretty intelligent dogs. So I had to wonder what's going on here. One of the things that I thought about was that it's possible that these animals have had completely different types of learning experience. Because the raven's survival depends on his ability to get food and find mates and find shelter, find nesting material, he has to be able to think in terms of concepts. He has to be more flexible. Because he's hardwired to get the job done using the least amount of energy, skills that he learns doing one task, he might readily transfer to another, even though he uses that same skill to accomplish a completely different purpose. There's that flexibility there. How many dogs' learning experience has been orchestrated by people, almost from day one? From the time they're 8 weeks of age, they learn what people want them to learn and how they want them to learn it. So what I wondered was, if you took a dog, and from the time the dog was a puppy, and this is how you thought of the dog learning, after a time, would the dog forget and perhaps even lose the capacity to think more flexibly, to think more creatively? It seems to me that a dog might. It would be a variation on the theme of learned laziness, where animals who have been taught to learn for a reward will only learn for a reward or food, and only if they don't have something that engages their attention in a more compelling way. So to some extent, learned laziness might be an example that the companion animal dog's brain still retains enough plasticity to move beyond what he or she has been taught to learn. But unfortunately, when this happens, typically, it doesn't make us happy. It's funny how most of us can probably remember a time when we were in school and we were asked to learn something that made no sense to us. It was excruciating because there was no context. Some kids had so much trouble with this type of learning that they didn't do well. They got lousy grades, and yet you knew they were smart. But they just didn't fit into the teaching pattern. I'm not saying we should all let our dogs run amok and not teach them the kind of basics they need to keep themselves safe and to ensure the safety of others. But I think we need to watch that we don't get carried away. We need to watch that we're not so involved in what we can teach them that we might inadvertently undermine their ability to learn.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.